For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins. The National Energy Policy Unit has successfully implemented initiatives to enhance energy efficiency in both the residential and public sector through the ResEmbid program. Radio K-Man's Dion Anglin has the details.
As part of the program, 10 National Housing Development Trust homes were retrofitted with spray foam insulation and new air conditioning units, resulting in significant reductions in energy consumption. Additionally, these homes were equipped with solar panels, further decreasing homeowner electricity bills and reducing reliance on the national grid. 13 public sector buildings underwent professional energy audits to identify energy-saving opportunities. The Airport Post Office and Westby Library received funding for retrofits, including new energy-efficient air conditioning systems, which will lead to lower energy usage and operational cost, and energy guidelines training, which was carried out on March 20th and 27th, when the Ministry of Sustainability and Climate Resiliency and Wellness hosted energy efficiency guidelines training sessions. These workshops provided architects, engineers, and building contractors with a depth of knowledge on integrating energy-efficient design and construction practices. Topics covered included sustainable building techniques, optimizing energy performance in new and existing structures, and aligning projects with national energy efficiency goals. By equipping professionals with these guidelines, the initiative supports long-term energy savings and strengthens the resilience of the Cayman Islands built environment. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
A copy of the Energy Efficiency Guidelines and Homeowner Infographic are available at gov.ky/energy. Gas prices have been holding steady for 13 weeks now. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
According to the overall retail network weekly analysis of the Cayman Islands done by the Utility and Competition Regulation Office, the average price of self-service regular gasoline is $4.95 a gallon, unchanged since April 19th. Premium self-service gasoline is down a penny at $5.51. Diesel settled at $5.22 for a second week. For a quick comparison, 3 months ago, regular was at $4.96, premium at $5.50, and diesel was selling for $5.18 a self-service gallon. For Grand Cayman, the cheapest self-service regular is reportedly being sold at Browns Industrial Park, where Off-Reg says it's $4.69 a self-service gallon. The regulator says the average price of regular gas in Cayman Brac is $5.85, and folks on Little Cayman are still paying $7.11 a gallon. On the diesel side of things, Off-Reg says the cheapest self-service option is Refuel at the airport, where it's selling for $4.74 a gallon, unchanged from last week. According to AAA, the average price of gasoline in Florida has risen to $3.10 for regular and $3.86 for premium. Log on to offreg.ky for a full breakdown. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Real estate agency in the Cayman Islands, International Realty Group, celebrates its 30th anniversary in the real estate industry. IRG has focused on establishing itself as a regional and global leader in real estate services, and now they're giving Caymanians the opportunity to establish themselves.
In celebration of our 30th anniversary, IRG is proud to announce a scholarship fund to support Caymanian students pursuing careers in the real estate industry over the next 3 years. The fund, initially worth $30,000, underscores IRG's commitment to nurturing the next generation of industry leaders and providing a path for young, talented Caymanians to enter this important market sector.
That's Jeremy Hurst, President and CEO of IRG. O'Neill Miller, Director of Religious Education at St. Ignatius Catholic Church, is the lucky grand prize winner of Tortuga Rum Company's second annual Tortuga 10K giveaway. Eugene Nolan, CEO of Tortuga Rum Company.
This initiative is all about giving back to our loyal shoppers who have supported Tortuga for over four decades. Meeting wonderful customers like O'Neill is exactly why we do it. This second year has been nothing short of exceptional, with even bigger prizes and more memorable experiences for our customers.
Now in its second year, the Tortuga 10K giveaway ran from February 7th to April 6th of this year, offering customers the chance to win weekly prizes including iPhones courtesy of Digicel, a staycation at the Hampton Inn, Capella tickets, and Cayman Airways vouchers. Customers were entered into the draw with every $25 spent in store or online at Tortuga Fine Wine and Spirits and Discount Liquors. Tortuga says this year's promotion attracted over 35,000 entries.
It brought such great energy into our stores, our offices, and our warehouses. We've had a lot of fun engaging with our community and our customers, and we're really looking forward to what next year will bring.
Mr. Miller says the win came at the perfect time, as the winnings would go towards a family vacation to celebrate his son's upcoming graduation. For more information on upcoming promotions and events, follow Tortuga on social media or visit tortuga.ky. And that's your Saturday news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.